course, I love clock management talk, and yet I can't even manage my own show. Chris Russell is going to jump on with us in 2 minutes to get his thoughts on the season and on Sunday. Max and I, over the last couple of days, made our NFL picks, and we got to our Super Bowl matchups, which, look, I understand I'm out on a limb. I think Max is too, but for the first time in 2 decades of doing this, I feel justified in going out on that limb and predicting great things for this team. I have Washington advancing to the Super Bowl, beating the San Francisco 49ers on the road to get to the Super Bowl to face the Kansas City Chiefs. Max has Washington going to Lambeau. No, where did you have him going to Tampa and beating the Bucs on the road and making it to Super Bowl 60 against the Ravens. I will end it there. I'm picking the Chiefs to win Super Bowl 60 with, you know, the tomahawk chop and the whole thing going in Santa Clara on February 8th, 2026. I got the Chiefs as the Super Bowl winning team. It'll be their fourth straight trip to the Super Bowl. Amazing. And them beating Washington in their first trip to the Super Bowl since 1991. Who do you have winning the Super Bowl?
So before we started this segment, I had the Ravens, and then you picked the Chiefs. But I think there's something about this jersey that I have on. It's seeping into my system. It's in my bloodstream now, Kevin. I've flipped. The Washington Commanders are going to beat the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl. The good guys are going to come out on top in the DMV, and we are going to be celebrating down Constitution Ave. Yeah, we're delusional.
This opens us up for major, major scrutiny, especially on social media.
That's fine.
Which I don't pay attention to, thankfully.
All
right, let's give our let's bring in Chris Russell, and we will save our Sunday predictions for the very end of the show. Look, you've been doing this now for a while as well. I mean, we've known each other for 15 years. Mm-hmm. Every bit of it. And you know that over the years, we've all been incredibly critical and haven't had a lot to be excited about. I think this is the most anticipated, highest expectation season in forever. I feel justified, reaching and giving a big pick like Washington going 11-6 and making it to the Super Bowl. A, do you think we're nuts? B, what is your season prediction if you haven't, you know, if you've done it, if you're saving it for your show? I should have asked you this.
No.
You can tease it.
Here's what I have done. I have given out the top, the division winners, wild cards, the ranking of the 7 playoff teams, and who I think will be the NFC champion. I have not actually predicted a Commanders season record, but I am more than happy to do it for you, being that a lot of people listen to your show and they don't listen to mine.
That's not true. How crazy do you think it is that I actually legitimately believe this team can make the Super Bowl?
So you are one of the most sharpest analytical minds that I know.
Oh, stop it.
No. Seriously, I say that in all deference, right? I mean, you think the game, we think slightly different on things, but you think the game from a layered contextual standpoint, I think just about as good, if not better, than certainly, you know, anybody in the market and anybody. So I know you're not just being flippant and just saying, hey, I'm a Commander.
Yeah, this is not for shtick.
Right, exactly.
This is not a bit.
So I genuinely know how you feel. And I listen to you every morning, so I know what you're fearful of. I know what you're, you know, excited about, all that. I don't think you're crazy at all. Now, do I exactly agree? No, I have them losing in the conference championship game at Lambeau Field to the Green Bay Packers.
That's pretty close to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, same spot as last year, but I think the path to this year's, again, projected conference championship loss, a little bit different, right? I don't think they win as many games on the last, but what you said this morning, and I think what you've said all along, is they should be better in some ways, so you don't have to necessarily pull out games. Now, what I worry about is not only the upgraded schedule, playing the two toughest divisions in football, the NFC North and the AFC West, number one, Technically more road games, even though the ninth road game is in Madrid and they'll have plenty of fans, whatever. That's still a tough trip to make. On top of that, I worry about these super, super short weeks. Not only the Sunday to Thursday, like we have coming up.
Yeah, their net rest days isn't good.
Yeah, but the Monday night to Sunday nonsense, couple of times, another Thursday game Christmas week. You know, now, yes, they play on Saturday against the Eagles that weekend, but still a short week, all of that. To me, I worry about that, not guys getting injured, but guys not being ready to play because their bodies are so beat up, especially later in the year. So that's why I have them ultimately not making the Super Bowl, but I do have them making a run, and ultimately I picked them as my sixth seed. So I didn't have them winning the division. I had the Eagles winning the division. Sixth seed, and look, it's really tough to go on the road and win in the playoffs, but we already proved that this cat can do it.
Yeah.
And you think they're better. I think they're better. I know you think they're better. I think they're better on defense than you think they are, but worry about special
teams. I'm just saying that I'm not sure yet. I'm hopeful. I'm not saying they're not. I just want to see it first.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I worry more about special teams. I am worried sick to death about, and I know nobody played, but kick return coverage was a major problem in the preseason. I know nobody played.
Yeah.
I understand that. But Matt Gay also, even sub 50, where he struggled plus 50, sub 50, he wasn't good in camp. He missed a 49-yarder. He missed, I want to say it was a 46-yarder against Cincinnati, or maybe it was Baltimore. I can't remember. One of the two.
I think in the first game against New England.
Well, that was, I think that was 49.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Against New England. But he missed another one. I believe it was 47 or 46, but I'd have to double check my notes on that.
Okay.
But I do worry about special teams.
I think the, what you said, and we've talked about it here too, like there will be seasons with Jaden Daniels at quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a big projection, but it's not a major leap, in which we'll just, the team will be fighting just to get in.
Yeah.
And there will be a belief. There will be a belief that this team with this guy, if they just get in, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a rookie, he proved. Now, look, if they go 9-8 and miss this year, if they go 10-7 and get eliminated in the wild card round next year, and then all of a sudden in 2027, we're like, that rookie season winning two on the road, maybe that was the aberration. But if it's not, getting in, they're going to have a chance because the teams with the best quarterbacks always have a chance. Remember last year, nobody wanted Cincinnati in the postseason because of Joe Burrow, because of what he could do. As bad as that defense was, you talk to any of those playoff teams, it's like we'd rather not see them. And that'll be the case. So,
and everybody wanted Houston, and what did C.J. Stroud do against the Chargers?
Yeah, came back from, an early deficit.
Yeah.
And by the way, almost beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah.
They were in that game at
yes,
Arrowhead.
They were.
I think it'll be one of those things where we're set up for year in and year out believing that, hey, even if they just barely get in, you got a shot. And so we'll see. You got him as a sixth seed, and you got him in the NFC title game.
Yeah.
Max and I have them in the Super Bowl. Max has them winning the Super Bowl. What are the keys Sunday?
I'd love to get out there. I'd love to get out to the Bay Area.
Well, Super Bowl 60. Back to the NFC Championship game is, for a lot of people, a big leap.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What happens Sunday? What are the keys?
Let's start with stopping the run, which I think if there's a game this month that they're going to stop the run, it's this one. Because you got Jacobs, Genty, and Bijan the next three weeks.
Yeah.
So you damn well better stop the run. And I think they've been pounded about it internally, externally, what have you. I think they'll show a little pride, bow up a little bit, force Russell Wilson into 2nd-and-9, 2nd-and-10, 3rd-and-8, what have you. Get home a couple of times. I think, I don't remember what your stance on this, but I think the pass rush is probably going to be as good as it was last year. Because Kinlaw, I remember he had seven and a half sacks with the Jets last year.
Yeah.
B, because of Vaughn, he gives you 5, 6, 7 sacks, whatever it might be. And I think Jacob Martin is going to be a little bit of a secret sauce surprise.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a big secret sauce surprise, Dan Quinn. Secret sauce. I actually think that Ben Sinnott's going to be a contributor this year.
I heard you say that, and that's exactly what I said to Linnell yesterday. And that's what Logan Paulson didn't say big surprise, but Logan was basically like, look, I know it hasn't shown up in the box score. Ben Sinnott's way better than he was.
Oh, really? Logan said that?
Yeah, yesterday on the show.
Yeah, so. I mean, early on, there were some things being said that they really were excited mm-hmm. about his offseason and what he would be. I think Ertz just is such a security blanket right now, but I think we're going to see Sinnott be a contributor at some point during the season.
I agree.
All right, so let's get to our final score predictions. I'll go first, then Chris, then Max. I'm going Washington 30, the Giants 24. Ooh. I think this is going to be a competitive game, a high-scoring game. We're going to get a good look at, you know, the improvement against the run, if it's there or not. And my footnote is Matt Gay goes 3-for-3, Chris. 3-for-3 in the opener, so we don't have to talk about him next week.
Listen,
what's your final score with
a
footnote?
Yeah, I would love to be wrong. Here's my final score prediction. The Commanders win 20-17. My footnote is that we are going to be talking about Matt Gay. No, I will say game-sealing or game-changing interception by Marshawn Lattimore in coverage against Malik Nabers.
That would be a hell of an ending. I can't see 20 points with this offense this year.
Unless the other team just dominates possession. Yeah,
you know?
I have a healthy respect for the Giants pass rush, as I know you do too. They have a revamped secondary. You know, remember the last couple of years we've been able to beat up on Deontay Banks, the Turk.
Adoree Jackson.
And Adoree Jackson. Adoree is now getting beat up in Philadelphia, and Deontay Banks is in a battle for starting spot. May play some, but not even guaranteed to be out there against Terry like he has been a lot.
My Terps got to get a little bit better. I agree with you. All right, Max, your final score prediction with a footnote.
Final score prediction, Commanders 24, Giants 18. Chris Rodriguez is the team's leading rusher.
Chris, real quickly, Rodriguez or Bill? Who gets more carries Sunday?
I think it's Rodriguez because I'm not even sure if Bill's going to be active.
That's what I've been saying, that there's a chance he might not be active. At least one of the two may not be active.
I heard you mention that. I mentioned the same thing last week because I started thinking last year, Kev, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't remember a game where they had four running backs.
Well, they only had three on opening day on the roster.
Right, but remember late in the year when Rodriguez was, when the injuries, Rodriguez was on. So to the point, right, they were shuttling back and forth. I don't remember a single game where they had four. So I assume they'll be at three, right? But they could be at four because they can all help with special teams, whereas B-Rob really couldn't. So they could be at four. But if they are at three on Sunday, I think it's Chris Rodriguez over Bill.
Have a great show.
Thanks, Kevin.
We will talk, I'm sure, as the weeks unfold here. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Russell's next. Enjoy the football. Be back Monday with a recap of not only our game, but the entire weekend. Enjoy it.